From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The nation's unemployment rate climbed 0.1% in June, hitting 8.3%. It was campaign fodder for GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney, who told an audience in Las Vegas,
"The president's policies have not worked because he thinks government makes America work. He's wrong."
At the White House, President Obama welcomed news that U.S. employers added 163,000 jobs last month, and NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The employment report from the Labor Department showed the strongest job growth since February, with more than twice as many jobs added as the month before. President Obama says the U.S. economy has now added more than 1 million jobs so far this year.
"Those are our neighbors and family members finding work, and the security that comes with work."
Mr. Obama acknowledged far too many Americans are still looking for work. A separate survey from the Labor Department showed the unemployment rate inched up last month to 8.3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama renewed his call on Congress to extend middle-class tax breaks. Speaking in Washington, the president said that the timing couldn't be worse to take the breaks away from the middle class. Mitt Romney was also talking about taxes today, addressing charges from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid that over 10 years Romney had not paid taxes. The Republican presidential candidate has rejected Democratic calls to release his tax returns, and speaking on the campaign trail, Romney said he had paid taxes every year and a lot of taxes. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is reportedly asking Russia for loans and shipments of fuel. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports a delegation of senior Syrian officials is in Moscow to seek help for the embattled regime.
Russia is one of the few world powers supporting Assad. Along with China, Russia has blocked UN resolutions calling for tougher sanctions against the Syrian government. But existing sanctions and a growing civil conflict have drained the regime's hard currency and made it hard to obtain diesel oil and other fuel. A Syrian official told reporters in Moscow that his group has asked for loans and supplies. Meanwhile, a group of Russian warships carrying marines and armored vehicles is reported to be heading toward a Russian base in the Syrian port of Tartus. Russian defense officials declined to say whether the ships will actually dock at the port. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
The UN General Assembly has overwhelmingly denounced Syria's crackdown and demanded the lockdown of Syria's chemical and biological weapons. The vote came as the more powerful Security Council has been deadlocked by Russian and Chinese vetoes of resolutions that could lead to sanctions. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 225 points, the Nasdaq up 63. This is NPR. 16-year-old Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas now has 2 gold medals and her face on the Kellogg's Corn Flakes box. But speaking on NBC's Today Show, the teenage champion said her most important accomplishment was making history.
"It's so meaningful to be the first African-American to win the all-around gold medal in the individual. And making the history books is definitely one of the perks, and it just feels amazing."
Today, an Olympic tennis competition at Wimbledon, Serena Williams clinched at least a silver medal and earned a berth in the Olympic final when she beat number one seeded Victoria Azarenka 6-1, 6-2. The final of the Olympic men's shot put competition is slated for this evening in London. NPR's Mike Pesca says Americans have a good chance to medal in this event.
Think of a quintessential American sport, and chances are the shot put doesn't come to mind. But the USA has medaled in 21 of the 23 summer games they've sent teams to. The USA, in fact, has 17 gold medals in the sport, and their next one could come forth from the arm of Reese Hoffa. Hoffa, a college star at the University of Georgia who still lives in Athens, had the furthest qualifying throw, just a tiny bit short of 71 feet. The 34-year-old 325-pound Hoffa's personal best throw is 72.5 feet. Hoffa can also solve a Rubik's Cube in under 40 seconds. Mike Pesca, NPR News, London.
And Britain has won the men's Olympic track cycling team pursuit, beating Australia in world record time. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.